How to naturally and easily recruit with or using neurolinguistics programming, NLP. It's a form of subconscious communication. So you'll learn subconscious communication strategies and techniques. And NLP, neurolinguistics programming, is something you can blend into your conversation that you're using and doing now. You just add some voice patterns, some motions, questions you want to ask to discover what is important to them so that you can then have a magnetic, compelling conversation instead of a sales pitch. So NLP is neuron, N for neuron, as in the mind, the thoughts, L for linguistics, both your words and your body language, and P for programming. The programs are patterns that we all have to process information. And so it's a form of communication modeled after therapists that were creating amazing change in people, helping them overcome phobias, bad habits, take action, create breakthroughs in their life. So there's elements of NLP based on therapy techniques and sessions, and there's also elements of NLP based on the communication, the questions that were being asked, the meaning behind the answers, body language, voice patterns, and guiding the imagination and priming. And so that's my specialty, what I'll be sharing with you, how to blend those elements into your conversation that you're already having by having a deeper conversation that tends to show or express that you care and to reveal and discover some powerful insights into a person's subconscious motivation, their motivational drivers. And so right now you're doing the typical sales presentation or opportunity presentation of telling them about the great opportunity, the potential, maybe some success stories, some people that have joined your team and how well they're doing, some families you've helped, some checks that have been cut and how rewarding it is, and the simple process, what it takes to be part of the team, to be successful. And so with NLP, you will blend that into that element, something that you already know that you do naturally. So you'll be blending in, first off, is the mindset to project confidence, to be a leader, to be seen and perceived as a leader, and to energize you. And then from the mindset, when you meet someone for the first time, after you set up the appointment to meet with them, and you're either meeting at your office, at a meeting, maybe at their place, maybe a coffee shop or restaurant, what you want to do and what you can do to create instant rapport so they trust you and they open up to you. And also what you want to do to position yourself and frame yourself as an industry leader, not just a salesperson. And that starts to set the stage of creating the rapport and positioning yourself in the meeting. From that, you can start to ask questions, because there's three questions you're going to want to ask, which will reveal some great insight and leverage on what will motivate them, so that your conversation about the solution, about the opportunity, is magnetic. It's compelling to them. Because as you get the answers to this question, you'll be able to then talk about the solution, the opportunity, in a way that will engage them. So with those questions, plus how to move around a person during a conversation, your voice patterns of influence, words to use, dangerous words to avoid, and the powerful words that will be almost hypnotic or at least prime them, and blend those naturally into your conversation. As you having that conversation with the person, you'll be able to read them and understand them, and then add all these elements that will be very impactful with your motion, your words, because there's a lot of top performing producers in your office, and many of them are doing this naturally. Some of this, there's always room for improvement. However, they're doing this naturally and they don't even know what they're doing with their motions or words or voice. So I will deconstruct it and share with you some key elements you can do to be like a top producer, to start to move and talk and sound like one. Because as you know, as you get all this information, now you can blend it into the opportunity as you talk about the opportunity. And also, I'll share with you stories that you want to share and how to share them during the opportunity, when you're talking and having a conversation with them, so that you, in essence, inoculate or eliminate objections. However, there are a couple of objections that may still come up because something was missed, or the rapport was not there, or they didn't hear the right message. And so they still may come up with, I want to talk about this with my spouse or partner, or want to sleep on it. I'll give you some NLP techniques and strategies on how to work through those and how to handle those objections. Then ultimately, how to close, because you want to be able to transition into the close so that it's natural. It doesn't come across like the ending. It's more of, okay, let's begin this journey. So there's a lot that you're going to learn. Some of this, these NLP techniques you might be doing, a few of these things already, and you'll understand why they're so powerful and to reinforce them. There might be some things you'll discover that you're doing wrong, maybe some of the words or the motions, things that you want to stop doing because they can and maybe derailing the conversation and having someone, instead of being engaged, kind of push back. So you want to be aware of that. And also some things that you're not even aware of that you now can add into your conversation to make it compelling, magnetic, and laser focused to the person you're talking to. Because everyone processes information and makes decisions differently. So once you know a person's process, which words to use and how to present it and how to use your voice and your emotions, then you're talking like an industry leader and your message is compelling. So it's just a matter of practice. You'll learn some exercises. They're in modules, so they're easy to review in bits and pieces. If you want to review body motion module, or you want to review the webinar segment on voice patterns, you can review it and download it and study it and practice. And there'll be some exercises for you to practice as well, so that this becomes natural for you. You become more masterful and more flexible in your communication to ultimately help you get more yeses, to help more people, more families, and to make it a fun, entertaining journey, not just work. It's going to be fun because you'll be understanding people at a deeper level. And also what's important about this and what's powerful is, as you recruit someone, you'll know some insights on how to motivate them down the line, what words to use to keep them on track, and what make your job of being a leader and to motivate people a lot easier. So review the material, and when you get to the product page, you can download it onto your computer, study at your own pace, review it at your own pace, and as you review it, the more you review, the more you practice, the easier it becomes, and the better you'll get at getting more yeses. Thanks for listening. Bye now.